What would you call that though, if you did have a part of the house up above, part up above the living quarters?
Yeah, that would be an attic. I would have called that term we used was attic. A lot of houses had them, and ours didn't. Ours was just a two-story house and a roof over that.
Uh-huh. Now, what is that part of the, what do you call it, the part that, the part of the structure that takes the smoke up to the roof?
The fireplace.
Yeah, in the fireplace, though, the part that the smoke goes up the what? Santa Claus comes down it.
The chimney. Some people use the term smokestack, do they, or something?
No, it's some pronounce it chimney. But,
yeah?
Yeah, the rustics. how about the, what about in the fireplace, that the things that hold the logs in place, what do you call them?
And the andirons? You mean the things you rest them on? Andirons, yeah.
And how about the part, that part in front of the fireplace? The crickets are supposed to...
Yeah, the hearth. It's a slightly small hearth there, I would say.
Well, usually I don't get any response at all because people have never seen a fireplace. how about over the top of the...
That's the mantle.
Okay. And how about if you had a large log in the fireplace that it was more nearly permanent than the other logs? Maybe it lasted longer, but especially big. What would you call that? Is there a name for that?
Can't think of it.
Okay. And how about the small, the little pieces of wood that you used to get the fire started?
Kindling.
And how about that substance that if you're your chimney is blocked up, and the smoke comes into the house. That substance that you get in the the room would become filled with this.
Soot.
And what do you call these? You have to every once in a while. You have to clean these things out of the fireplace. The what?
The ashes.
And what are you sitting in right now?
A chair.
And all the tables and chairs in this room, you call that all what?
Furniture.
And what do you call that piece right there?
Sofa.
Are there any other, do you have other similar, have you seen other similar other pieces of furniture somewhat similar to that that would have different names? Perhaps a little smaller?
Yes, there's settees in this building.
What's the difference between a settee and a sofa?
Well, my understanding, which might be incorrect, is that a settee is smaller, and maybe it's like a double chair. It's like a seat for two persons. But it's shaped in its back and sides like a sofa.
Did you ever see one of these in your life? And roughly looked something like that. That's the back isn't, the headpiece isn't necessarily that big, but only one person fits on it.
I don't think so.
Fairly narrow. There were a lot of them in the early 20th century.
Not the old Morris chair. You're
no, this is it's. Something like a chaise, more like a chaise than anything else, except you...
I've just seen them around, perhaps in museums or something, but I don't
know. The term lounge, did you ever use that?